Terry, answer me. Terry. He's here. I know it. I heard his voice.
I'm
Terry.
Right here.
Aha, I told you he was here all along.
I didn't say anything until I said I'm right here, though. So.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Team Mongoose Podcast for episode 61. Today I have Terry and Alex, as usual, and the lovely Sniper Goo himself.
I'm back. I feel like I've been AFK for a long-ass time.
Yeah, well, we all have, because our S&P series hasn't gone out in a long time, and everybody's yelling at me about that, and I'm just like, I don't know. That's it.
I thought it was episode 62.
What were you saying, Ryan?
Well, you said it was episode 62.
61.
Oh.
61, right? Yeah.
I thought you said 62 before we started. I'm just saying.
Oh. Now you got me all confused. No, we're on 61, yeah.
We did 60 last week. I don't know what you're confused about.
Okay, well, episode 61.
What's up, guys?
What's that?
Hey, Ryan. How are you?
I'm good.
Yeah? How's your last 2 weeks been? I feel like I've only seen you like once.
It's been okay. I've been sleeping more, which is good, I suppose.
Well, sleeping less is bad, so sleeping more must be good.
Yeah, and I'm back. I got a 20 pack of Mountain Dew, and I've been drinking a lot of it, so I can play more.
Because that's just how it works. I mean, if you're not doing the Dew, then what are you doing?
Exactly. I'm just too old to do it on my own anymore.
Hmm. See, that makes sense. That's gamer logic right there. It's like, you want a game without Mountain Dew?
Yeah, I'm not going to retire. I'm just going to, abuse substances. I'm like a rock star.
Right. No, that makes sense. The older you get, the more
drugs you do, yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't going to really say drugs. I was just going to say, Mountain Dew,
Caffeine.
Yeah. I mean, all those rock stars, they're just doing the Dew. They're just doing it a lot harder than we are.
Doing it large.
Large and inch.
They're doing that doo-doo.
They're on double duty right now.
Double doo-doo duty. Double doo-doo duty. That's a lot of duties.
That's a lot of duties. That's a missed marketing opportunity, I think, for Mountain Dew.
Drug dealers.
No, like Call of Duty and stuff like that. Like, don't do the duty without doing the Dew. there's a lot of dudes in there that they can really bust out, you know.
But as whoever makes Call of Duty anymore, wouldn't that be bad that your game's being called Duty?
Yeah, we call them Duty. I'm sure everybody else in the world does too.
But then again, I guess if you put out the same shit every day, what are you gonna call it?
Yeah, I mean, hey, it's Call of Duty again. No, this is Duty.
Duty is different.
Nah, this is Duty.
This is Duty, you see? Old prom, bitches.
I ain't getting down on Call of Duty. I'm getting down on Duty.
You gotta get the president to prom night, Terry.
You gotta. She's not gonna make it.
She's not.
Not without our help.
No, she's not gonna make it at all, dog.
Oh.
You did.
That's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
So...
How are you?
Yes.
This time in a month, I'll be married.
That is true. How does that feel to you?
Yeah.
Weird. Actually, by the time this comes out, yeah,
You still won't be married.
Oh, I'll be married.
Yeah.
I would, in a month from when this comes out, I'll probably be married. I'll be in New York. Yep.
Yeah, your honeymoon's in New York.
Yep.
Why?
Sarah's parents live on Long Island, and we're like, you know, let's take this opportunity since you guys have time off anyway. You guys want to fly out here? We'll fly you out. And we said, sure. And then I called my dad and told him that. And he got us a deluxe king double suite on Times Square.
Jeez. Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
For two nights. So that's what we'll be doing. With all access to the executive club. So.
What does that even entail?
Let's see. Executive room with free food and drinks. Discounts on all food. Free Wi-Fi in our room.
You just said free food and drinks, but then you get a discount on food?
No, I'm talking like at like the hotel. Like,
oh, okay.
With like food and drinks always that you can get into with a card.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the hotel on the top floor, you know, shit like that. You see what I'm saying?
Interesting. Yes.
Picking up what I'm putting down?
I'm picking up what you're putting down. So, have you ever been to New York?
Nope.
No? So, you excited about that?
Oh, super stoked, man. Cannot wait. Oh, I love big cities, as all of you know.
Yeah. Why did you choose South Lake Tahoe?
For our wedding, we wanted to get married on a beach, but getting married like on an ocean beach just wasn't feasible. And I grew up vacationing in Tahoe, and so did Sarah, so...
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
I love Tahoe.
I've only been to Tahoe once. And
was it during the winter?
Yes.
Beautiful during the summer.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Because like that, my experience with Tahoe is like, fuck, snow. I hate driving in the snow. I think I'm gonna bum a ride off of Baguette on the way up.
Yeah. What do you? Well, not that we're gonna get into this too much on the podcast here, but Terry, do you have a plan of action to get there?
What he said.
Okay. All right. Fair.
It all depends on Baguette's situation. He has a big old truck, and I'm like, hey, that's mountain worthy. And I drive a stick, and I'm like, that's not mountain worthy.
No.
I'm just like, hey, Baguette, what's up? I'll go halfsies on gas. How you doing? You drive a big old truck. Of course, you don't want to pay full price for gas.
Dude, you should take your camper and just camp.
Oh, my RV.
Yeah, we
got a big... That's like four times the amount of gas. So.
Yeah, but then you can just split it with the get. Take everyone.
Go halfsies on the RV.
as much as I would like to be able to just stay in the RV, you know, because that'd be fun as shit to take out, I do not want to drive it.
Oh, dude, I'll convince Sarah to let me drive down the day before, and I will drive it up for you.
I'd make one hell of a video, though, which I will be bringing my camera and documenting as much as possible.
Thank God.
Yep. And it will not be flattering for any of us. Just be aware that it's going to be awful.
It's going to be awful.
Alex, you're not. Are you coming?
No.
No, I can't.
Oh, and Jose's not coming either.
I know. We'll still have fun without them. We don't need them.
Yeah, but I want them.
I know. Me too.
You know what I mean?
That's why I sent them an invite.
It's true.
That's why it's in all of you invites out there listening, trying to piece together where and where the wedding is. You're not invited. You don't come.
That's okay. If they come, we'll call security, and then I'll film it, and we'll all laugh at them. You're getting thrown out. What a loser.
I'll also have Sean escort them out politely. He's big enough to be a bouncer.
Yeah. So, Sean, obviously, Sean's coming.
Yeah, just him, though. He just had a baby. Woohoo.
Oh.
2 days ago.
Oh, wow.
I'm an uncle.
Yes, you are.
Never been an uncle
boy
before.
Or girl?
It's a girl.
That's a lot of responsibility.
Yeah.
Why are we doing this? I don't understand.
I know you don't understand. When you have a child like we do, Dwight, you'll understand.
You both don't have childs yet. You have kids.
Childs? We don't have childs. We ain't got no children.
You know, it's the plural version.
When you're an uncle, you'll understand.
Yeah, when you're an uncle, you'll know.
Yeah, Terry, I know. I know about you. You guys don't even know.
Can I ask you a personal question?
What?
Are you an uncle that's older than your nephews?
Yes. My niece is one. She just turned one.
Wait, what? I meant... No.
You are said there, older.
I'm sorry.
I'm not younger. No, I'm not a younger uncle.
Oh, okay. Dang it. I wanted you to be.
Why?
That always weirds me out.
It is weird, isn't it?
Right?
Yeah.
It's my uncle. What the
fuck? What? He's like five. Yeah, it's right? My uncle. Whatever. What do you got against five-year-olds?
I'd be like, I changed my uncle's diaper. Like, I would ask to change his diaper just so someday when we were older, I'd be like, I changed my uncle's diaper when he was five.
How old were five? You? Diaper still in 5 years old?
He was kind of dumb. He didn't really progress as much as the others.
Yeah, he was. My niece just turned one.
Oh. So, that's tight. That's tight.
She's adorable.
She's fucking adorable. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
She's a little drama queen, though. She's crying, flailing around at her birthday party.
No. This balloon arrangement is all wrong.
I was going to say, she was very displeased with
the convertible.
Very displeased with your organization skills.
Oh, man. We have fun. We kid. But really, 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 I'm mad at you, Alex.
Like how we were talking about being uncles and stuff like that. And then just turn it around. I'm pissed at Alex. I'm very angry with
He's
you.
He's not even answering me now. He's afraid of me.
He is. He has no rebuttal. That's why.
Bitch.
Huh?
Yeah.
What you got to say about that, huh? I think he muted himself and he doesn't know how to unmute it.
That happens a lot.
How do I do this?
What have I done? Oh, my God.
It happens a lot.
It does. It happens. It happens too much, honestly.
It's never happened to me before. There was that one day we thought my mic was broken because I kept fading in and out, but really my mute was on and not working.
Yeah.
Where is he?
I don't know. I assume his brother's probably running around just screaming. So he's just like, okay, I'm just going to mute my mic. I'll come back when he's done. I don't know.
He ties himself out.
He ties himself out and passes out. Then I'll pop back in and be like, hey, it's me, Alex.
Hey, go anywhere.
See? I didn't go anywhere.
Alex?
The whole time.
Wait, was that him or was that one of you?
No, that was him. He's gone now.
He's gone.
What a bitch. Bitch! Right?
I don't even know why I invite him to these things.
Why we kick him out of the team.
Oh, yeah.
Fired for the band.
I feel like once we get the taste of kicking people out, we'll just kick everyone out.
Don't do it, Alex. No.
Let's kick him out so we can reinitiate him.
I've made a huge mistake. Alex!
Come back so I can be angry at you.
I'm so angry at you. I wish you could have been there.
For what?
The wedding.
Oh, well, you're speaking in like past tense or something.
It was beautiful. So let's talk about news, world news.
World news, okay. That's
world news. That's all right,
All right, this is our specialty.
What did I hear today in the news?
You're just bringing it up. You're like, all right, wait.
Some family is suing a company that makes baby monitors because their child choked on the cord. But really, I feel like it's their fault for leaving the cord in the child's mouth. In the crib. Like, the camera doesn't need to be that close to the child, does it? And if you're in the house watching the kid on camera, why can't you just be in his room?
Because that's a lot of work.
Put the crib in the.
They were playing duty, all right?
I'll be playing duty with my baby in my lap. Like, I don't even play duty.
don't give a fuck.
Showing them how to play.
All these other men are like, baby wakes up in the night and they're like, oh, you go get him. I'll be like, I'll get it. Shit. And I'll go play some Halo. Like,
and I won't come back for hours and be like, man, that was a hassle.
Man, that baby wouldn't shut up. Sleep in days.
Maybe talking mad shit on people on the internet.
I put my baby on.
Shut up! You give away my position.
And I get on the mic and be like, damn, my baby beating your ass. How's that feel?
Shit, getting your ass in, put out.
By an infant.
Damn, well, dude.
I was watching that Workaholics. How old are you? That's weird. That's really young to be a bitch. Oh shit!
Still haven't watched any of that show.
Freaking
and Terry has been telling me to watch it.
Oh my god,
and now
dude!
Ryan's
that
into
is
it.
A great show.
Sarah and I have just been laughing our asses off. We watched season one in like two nights.
While programming.
Speaking of TV shows, Ryan, you've gotten into a show recently, thanks to me.
Fuck that show, man.
And how's that working out for you?
God, I'm so mad at that show.
Yeah, why don't you tell everybody what you've been watching?
Why don't you tell them what the show is?
Been watching that damn dirt, Doctor Who.
Doctor Who.
Yeah. I miss Rose. I didn't like the black girl. What's her name?
Black girl.
Black girl.
Martha Stewart, I believe.
I'm pretty sure she's the sole proprietor of Martha's Big Bone Bargain Bin.
I don't know what that is.
Never mind. It's a whole other side story. It's not even Martha. It's actually Bertha. But anyway.
Continue.
I don't like the new... What's her name? The chick from The Office?
Oh,
Donna? Shit.
Well, her in-show name is Donna. Yeah,
something Griffin, isn't
Donna
it?
Summers, I think.
Donna Summers. We killed her.
Oh. Yeah. Killed her.
I'm sorry.
Maybe I'm mixing my names
up here.
That just
came out. I'm sorry. Anyway, because of her character on The Office. But I really enjoy the show.
I hated her character in The Office, and I still don't like her.
And she's better.
Character.
I enjoy her in a British show because she's so freaking British.
Yeah, and
but she's pretty fat in Doctor Who compared to how skinny she is in The Office.
She's still fat. Catherine Tate. Donna Noble is her in
Catherine Taint?
Tate.
Tate.
Oh, Tate. Okay, that makes more sense.
Yes, Ryan.
But I like Doctor Who. It's good. I was really distraught when they changed doctors. Like, I was like, is this really the kind of show this is going to be?
Martha Jones was the other girl's name.
Yeah, Martha Jones.
Yes, it is that kind of show.
And what were you saying, Ryan?
I didn't like how they changed the doctor right off the bat. I almost stopped watching it.
Oh, well, yeah, it's because apparently the actor, he felt like he wasn't conveying the doctor's personality correctly. Like, he didn't feel like he was playing a good doctor, so they got rid of him, which was weird because I grew fond of him, but then after David Tennant came on, I was just like,
he's definitely the better doctor now that I've watched him more. But at first, I was like, I hate when they do that. Like,
yeah, no, Mark, you'll hate the next doctor too, but by the end of it, you'll be like, okay, you know what, I'm on board with you now, you know, because yeah. I felt the exact same way. I was like, David Tennant, But then you get a season in, and you're like,
Yeah, he was kind of goofy. Like, he was, like, goofy-looking and too young, in my opinion. You know, he was acting too young at first, and then he kind of caught up to the role that he was supposed to be in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he was just because he looked young doesn't mean he was going to act young. He's still, right. Supposed to be, ancient.
A Time Lord.
Time
900
Lord.
Years old.
I did like who Captain Jack ended up being, though. That was a
pretty
badass twist, right?
I love that character, period.
Well, I didn't say anything.
I didn't say anything. But yeah, that was a good moment.
Mm-hmm. Right? I was like, oh my god, no way.
Oh no.
See, my problem is I watch it usually when I'm like in bed on my cell phone, and so I'll fall asleep. And I'll have to start another episode. That same episode over the next
You watch day. It on your cell phone?
Yeah, I have it charging on a dock,
on a charger.
On a dock type that he leaves it standing up, and I put it on my Netflix.
Why on your phone?
Because Sarah doesn't like noise at night, but she's fine with light, and I don't want to get a really long headphone set for my TV.
Just get a wireless one.
Yeah, our TV still has tubes, I'm pretty sure.
Or just not watch it in bed.
Why not? Who are you to tell me what I'm going to watch in fucking bed? Like,
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying you're watching TV in a tiny little baby screen in
baby
bed.
Baby screen? I got the Bionic, dude. It's like 4 inches.
Okay, compared to an actual TV or at least a monitor. Tiny little monitor. Baby screen.
Hey, it's fine.
Instead of enjoying it how it was meant to be enjoyed.
I enjoy watching TV that way. I was on a mission for 2 years and had to break the rules and only had an iPhone to watch it on. So, what up?
I can't That's even... True. I can't watch anything unless it's on YouTube videos. I can't watch anything on my phone.
It was actually a first generation iTouch, to be more correct. But I like watching on my Droid. It's HD.
Yeah, but HD doesn't matter when it's on a tiny screen.
I disagree. I disagree with you.
It depends on the pixels. I mean, it does. I can see where you're coming from, Ryan. I do, but I feel like...
I understand it's an HD.
It would be a better investment for you to just put money towards a headset.
I don't care. I don't have very good vision, and I'm not going to wear my glasses while I'm in bed. So it's right there anyway.
It's not going to help your vision.
It's not.
Get a bigger TV then, Ryan. That's your excuse.
Well, like,
listen, Sarah, we need a 58-inch TV in the bedroom. I need it to watch Doctor Who.
I'm fine. I am perfectly fine. I have no complaints about watching on my phone. And I have a wireless.
I'm just saying that is very weird to hear.
I don't care.
Well, we're talking. I don't care that you like to watch it on your tiny phone. But we're talking.
It's my time in my bed. Like, I don't know what that's your
time. It's
my time in my bed.
It's my private time in my bed. I don't need no government coming in.
Yeah, I'm just trying to be my goddamn self. I don't want to hear it. It's on my nightstand. It's right there.
I don't get it.
I get both of your positions.
If I want to do it, I got Pandora right there. And I can make a telephone call.
I got everything from your bed.
I got all
he calls me all the time and goes, "Hey, Dwight, watching Doctor Who.
What's Doctor Who, Lady Bim, Sip?
How are you? How's your week been? I feel like we just don't talk anymore, you know?"
Alex, every you night. Say?
No, he really doesn't.
No.
No.
I saw you guys right there.
I'm just saying. What about you, Alex? You got a little phone, a nice little phone.
Yeah, the only times I ever use it to watch stuff, though, is like when I'm sitting at the table.
Yeah, sitting at the table. I'm
not at home.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, if I'm at work.
What does it mean?
I mean, if I'm at home, you know, I got my fucking TV right here.
Like, you're at home. There's a TV there. Use it.
Yeah, we don't have to deal with a fiance, though.
Yeah, you guys don't live with a girl. Yeah,
noises.
Yeah,
so
like
watch it in a different room.
I want to go to bed. I'm just trying to sleep to something.
You're trying to fucking watch TV while you're trying to go to sleep.
That's what I do.
I do the same thing. I can't go to bed with in a quiet room.
It's one thing to have something on to put you to sleep. It's another thing if you're actually trying to watch the show but sleep at the same time.
That's true. I've made that mistake a lot of times. I don't watch anything that I really want to pay attention to if I'm falling asleep.
And that's what I usually do. But Doctor Who's got me so hooked, and I don't really have a whole lot of time to watch it, so I try to watch as much as I can at night. Because usually I watch like something I watch 100 times, like Arrested Development or Scrubs, you know?
Yeah, mine's The Office.
Sarah and I just finished The Office.
I
put you to sleep real quick.
I'm at the part now where Will Ferrell's back in, and now I just don't care.
My ultimate sleepy time movie, not show, movie though, and not because I don't like it, not because I think it's boring, but because I have it memorized because I watched it so many times to sleep to, is freaking Serenity.
That I don't movie think I've was ever so seen sad it. At the end.
Yeah, I was sad through the whole movie.
I never make it to the end. Are you fucking kidding me? I barely make it through the opening, like, Earth as it was, and I'm out. Like, because I know that would be, like, the back of my hand, and it's so soothing. And I'm just like, Earth as it was, could no longer just like...
I'll tell you something that's amazing to watch while you're trying to fall asleep that will put you to fucking sleep is any show about the universe.
Yeah.
There's this one that Mike Rowe narrates, and it was awesome. And then there's one that Morgan Freeman does, and that's awesome.
Yeah, and
then
they're good shows, but it's like if you're lying in bed, it'll
put you to sleep. Like it's super interesting.
Really, any documentary will put you to sleep.
I'm very picky with them.
Like if I watch ones about space, like the universe with black holes and all that shit, I won't sleep. I'll just be like,
that's true. I'm more like Alex. If I watch something like that I already know, like I like watching like war documentaries and stuff, and then I'll fall asleep to like something like that, like the sound of gunfire.
Have a dream.
Oh man, that's
some smooth soothing stuff.
Makes me miss Chicago.
That's terrible.
Obama. That was election night.
I was going to say, you had a very interesting time in Chicago, apparently.
Oh, my God, dude. I was, like, concerned because I didn't have a TV or, like, really any access to the internet. I had my phone, but I didn't have Wi-Fi at the time. Or not my phone, my iTouch. I didn't have Wi-Fi. And I was like, I wonder how I'm going to know who won the election. Didn't matter. I heard gunfire and, Obama. I'm like, all right, well.
Okay.
All right.
Good night, everybody.
Yeah, it was a fun night.
Hmm. Gunshots equal fun, huh?
No, dude. Somebody a group of people tipped over a bus and lit it on fire.
Yeah, Jesus. Obama.
There was a shootout in front of some other people's apartment that I knew. Like,
it reminds me of that one episode of South Park with the Obama election and Randy gets all drunk.
Yeah, that's kind of what it was like. Like, that's really, like, that was a really good episode to describe what it was like.
Sure. Goes up to his ball. Hey, you're a fucking asshole.
Oh, man.
Obama's gonna change everything!
Oh, dude. All the people in Garfield Park thought Obama being president meant they were all gonna get a car. Like, I heard it so many times. Man, I'm gonna buy a car without Obama's president.
How does that even relate?
I don't know.
What is stopping them from buying a car before?
My favorite thing, though, that ever happened to me, I was talking to some old lady on the street, because that's what you do.
In Chicago? You talk to...
As a missionary, that's what I do.
Okay.
And I was, like, talking to her, and it was right after election time, and she's like... And I was like, what do you think of Obama being president? She's like, well, it's nice to have a black president. It's been a long time since that's happened.
You know, like, what? You're right?
And my appropriate response would have been, you know, something like either just kind of brush it off, but mine was, it has been a long time.
You don't even, like, try to correct her at that point. You're just like, okay, all right, yeah, obviously, I know where you're at right now.
You're right.
It was awesome.
You know what? I was going to say the same thing.
You know, I was thinking that too. It has been too long.
Let's get some ladies back up in there, right?
Yeah.
Where have they been?
That last lady president was great.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. So that's why we keep electing them.
Wow, Dwight.
I had nowhere to go with that, so I was just like, you know, let's just go that.
You should just went for it, you know, that's good.
Yeah, elections are coming up, though.
I know.
Yep.
Not that I'm sure any of us really care. Ryan, I think you're the most political out of all of us, and that's not really saying a whole lot.
And even then, I'm really not anymore. I mean, I follow it enough to know what I'm talking about, and that's about it.
Yeah, I don't.
I don't think I'm registered.
Not this guy.
I don't even think I'm registered.
It's important to our lives.
I'm not even sure I'm a citizen.
I just live here.
I'm sure you're not.
Oh.
What's that, Ryan? No.
I'm just hurt,
Ryan.
Alex.
Ryan, please.
You want me to play you too, you Cuban?
What?
I know you're from
that's Florida. Right. That's Alex right there.
I'm not Cuban at all. I'm not a fucking Cuban in me.
Token drop Cuban.
A drop, you say, like of water when you were swimming?
That's bad.
He's Stop from it. Florida. Like, what the
fuck? He's not from Miami, though.
Be right.
What?
He's from Florida.
He's from, like, upper Florida. How far are you from Central Florida?
What the hell?
Upper
Florida.
Come on. You meet any Spanish person in California, like, oh, he's got to jump the border. Like, come on. Like, it's just like everyone's immediate assumption that isn't from that place. You and me, Terry, know better that that's not true. You know what I mean? But I don't know any better. I'm not from Florida.
I don't know any better. I'm white.
Exactly. That's an even better
excuse. I'm ignorant.
I wish I could use that one.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I got on you guys. I got it. They call it Easy Street. I could just be wrong about everything. They're like, ah, don't. He's white. White. What is he?
Give
what
it
does
up.
He know?
You can't win. Yeah. Dang, man, you are the only
I'm white and American.
Just like,
just, you remember the 70s? Wasn't part of it.
Oh,
what was that?
We are being so terrible.
That's okay. That's fine.
Oh, man.
People don't care.
Look, there are probably worse people than us.
I am definitely sure of that. Yes.
I'm not that bad of a person.
Hey, we're not bad people. What the hell?
Yeah, Terry.
Terry.
Fuck Terry, you dick. Asshole.
You ass. Calling me a terrible person.
Remind me me later that I have to tell you guys a funny story, but it's definitely inappropriate for the podcast.
Okay. Sure? Thinking back to everything we've said on there?
I'm really almost sure.
Really almost.
It involves a miscommunication with my boss and the word diggers. So.
You guys had another conversation about grave diggers, huh?
Spoiler alert. Watch out for that one.
I thought she said she likes the show American Diggers, and I heard something completely different, went on another tangent about a completely different show. I paid up on the spot.
That is Wade. Ryan, you're way off base right now.
Those good times. Good times.
They allow that on TV?
I know, I was so shocked. I was like, but then I just rolled with it. Like, okay, like, yeah, I'll give this show a try, I guess. I mean, they got the Kardashians, right? Like, it's not too far-fetched.
Like, that's the same thing in any capacity.
Like, Kardashians, it could be just as bad.
You know what I mean? Like, they got everything nowadays.
Aren't they Armenian?
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't
I'm pretty
care.
Sure the only thing he ever did was be OJ's lawyer.
Yeah. That and just have a lot of money.
Probably that because he was OJ's lawyer. Cool. Oh, man.
Yeah.
What, Terry?
I said that and be super cool.
Oh. I don't know about that. That's right. Have you seen their dad? He's not. He doesn't scream super cool.
Their dad's dead, bro.
Really?
What?
Really?
Yeah, the Kardashian's dad is dead. I'm pretty sure. Isn't that like their stepdad or something?
Oh, I don't know if it's their stepdad.
I don't watch the show.
I'm just saying the dad on the show. I've seen him.
I'm pretty sure that the real Kardashian father's dead, but I could be wrong. Oh. Like, there's really like with Paul.
Honestly,
Paul
we Parker, could all be
could
wrong about.
Really,
it.
Really, really be wrong.
That is.
I mean, for the longest time, I thought they were related to Michael Jackson because of the way they look, but I was wrong. So. What are you going to do?
Yes, you are. That's okay. We're wrong about a lot of stuff.
All right, well, at least I'm half white, so I can get away
with
something.
There was never any question about us being wrong, all right?
No, it happens. No. Yeah,
all
wrong.
The time.
All the time.
Probably too much.
Let's not get out of hand.
I'd say borderline.
You might be wrong about that as well. Oh, it's good to talk like this again, guys. Time heals all wounds.
It's good to laugh again.
I need this. I need this.
What is that? As Arrested Development. Oh, it's so good to laugh again. It's been 5 minutes. Oh.
Yeah, all right. Were you going to say something, Ryan?
No, I have nothing to say.
Oh. Why are you guys doing this?
That was Terry.
I didn't do nothing.
Hey, hey, don't blame this on me.
I know it was you. Shut up.
Oh my God. Bring it up.
Who were those children? Like, it was the creepiest shit I've ever heard. No one heard that, right?
What?
The children.
I heard that.
Thank God.
It's like children. A banshee.
Like a school child. Dude. I have to tell you guys a story about this one night when I was working the graveyard shift, and I came home early around 3 o'clock because it was just my mom at home, and she wanted me to go home like early if I could so she wasn't home alone all night. And I went home, and I swear to God, dude, I got out of my car. This was in Manteca, obviously, and all these dogs are barking, and I get upstairs into the loft, and all I hear is this like, outside, and all these dogs, like including mine, are like freaking out, and I have no idea what the hell it was to this day. Swear to God, it was a banshee.
Maybe they were trying out. Maybe it was a cappella tryouts. That
maybe,
night.
But like and, my dogs were freaking out, man, and it was like a scary ass wailing noise. Like I can't even do it right. My mom even like woke up and came.
What's for dinner?
That high pitched squeal was probably the closest one to it. It was crazy. I'm telling the truth. No one believes me.
I don't think you're lying.
Yeah. I don't think we're calling you a liar. We're just saying your story.
I mean, we're thinking it, but no one's calling you a liar.
Shut up, Terry.
What? What?
This is America, huh?
Am I wrong?
Who is? You're not wrong.
Think that he was lying.
True story. What? Whether or not it's actually what it was, the story actually happened. How about that? Is that okay?
No.
Can we agree on that?
No.
You guys are fucking dicks, man.
I hate this.
No, so unbelievable.
What, Ryan? Are you okay?
Opening a creaky door there.
That's exactly what it was.
It's what you do when you're sad.
You sound like a creaky door.
It's my butt cheeks creaking.
Does your butt cheeks creak when you get sad?
I guess I'm done playing Pokemon for the rest of this podcast. My phone's about to friggin' die.
Yeah.
You know what? What?
Plug it in.
My charger's all the way in the bedroom, and I'd have to leave for a minute, and I just don't want to do that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'll just wait for this thing to be over.
Oh, well, do you want to speed it up?
No, we're good. I'm just chilling. Just chilling.
Okay.
But, go hit that Battlefield. For all those listening on Friday, which is supposed to be today.
It is today.
Yes.
Today. Yeah, today is Friday.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm going to be on that battle duty field.
Okay. So, Jose brought up an interesting thing. He's calling our other server battle duty while the other one's Battlefield. When I thought, I was under the impression that it was just all battle duty. Like, it was every server. You play in Battlefield, you're playing Battle Duty.
Well.
But he's calling Gunmaster Battle Duty now, and the other stuff Battlefield. And
yeah.
I don't like that. I think that we should go back to just calling it Battle Duty completely. Battle Duty, Gun Duty.
It's going to get more confusing because we're going to aim for every DLC now.
Well, why not? Huh?
Well, okay, if we're having so if Close Quarters is Battle Duty. Well, it's Karkin.
Cockfield.
Battlefield 1.
Then what's Battlefield?
Battlefield, idiot.
Battlefield 1? We can come up with something more creative than
AKA
that.
A.K.A. the field.
B-field.
Field.
The field.
This is all just some of our worst work. I think
we're all on the same page.
You're the only one.
You're
the
crushing our
good.
Creativity right now. Like what the fuck are you talking to?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to.
You're squashing our dicks right now, bro. All right, we're all on the same page, and you're squashing our dicks.
Suck that dick. That was the best. Freaking, here's Terry chasing somebody's ass down. All you hear is Jose. Suck that dick. Suck that dick.
Suck his dick.
I don't know. Why?
It was awesome, dude. So
no, it was super cool. We were all laughing.
That was cool. You should have.
You really should have. I think.
Yeah.
Got it later.
Maybe I don't know. I pop in and out when I have time.
That's what
or
she's...
like. Yep. Yeah.
Or that's what he said.
That's what he do.
Ooh.
Why are you doing this? Stop that, Ryan. No.
Ooh. Boo! All right.
So
okay, you're done.
In other news,
mm-hmm.
Who's excited about that Forward Unto Dawn time?
Me.
What? Thank you.
I am.
Alex, I knew you'd have my back.
Well, I don't know
what that is. Yeah. What is that?
It's the live action Halo 5-week series.
See, that's not what I got out of that, so I was confused. But yeah, no, I am excited about that. I want to see what they're doing with it.
And then we get extra footage if you buy the limited edition.
Mm-hmm.
So
which is going to end up on YouTube anyway.
Yeah, but come on.
Come on.
Yeah, hey. Come on, you're breaking my balls here.
Really busting my balls, Mike. That's all I wanted to say. That's all I got to say about that. I'm excited about Halo 4. It's right around the corner. And I'll be married before it comes out. So, what's up?
Yeah, you are going to be married before it comes out. When does it come out, though?
November 6th.
November 6th, okay. So you got less than a month or so after you come back. How long are you going to be in New York?
Just a week.
Well, you say that like that's a very short time.
It's for me.
How?
I could go for much more than a week off of work.
Oh. Well, you're going to have the honeymoon, or the, not the honeymoon, but the wedding.
Yeah, we're
going to be out there Friday, aren't you?
I'm coming up Thursday.
Oh, really?
I'm working, like, all the way up till Wednesday.
My reservation is on Friday. My reservation is on Friday, so I'll probably be up there then.
Oh, that's cool. No, that's tight. That's when I expect everybody to be there. We're just getting there early, a day early to do shit we need to do before the wedding. But, like, pick up my tux.
Yeah, about that. What am I doing with that? What's the dress code?
Wear something nice. You don't have to dress up very nice. You're just in the audience.
So can I wear your shirt that Terry made? With the halo hands?
Yeah, sure.
Because, I mean, it's sort of churchy, right?
We're not getting married in the church, but yeah, sure.
Well, you know what I mean. You know, it's kind of...
Pray for good luck.
That
would be an honor. Only if Terry wears the other one. But Terry has to wear a bow tie, actually. I'm sorry, Terry.
Oh.
I don't own a bow tie. I don't know how to tie a bow tie.
Go buy a clip-on bow tie, because you promised Sarah that you'd wear a bow tie at some point.
I don't remember that promise.
She said you did.
Listen, women say a lot of things that we don't remember. All the time.
She asked me how far back our Skype conversation goes, and I was like, I don't know. She's like, well, can you go back? And I said, I hit a year, and it doesn't go back that far. And I hit 6 months, and my computer froze.
Actually, it will go back that far if you've never formatted or gotten rid of, or, you know, changed through computers. It basically goes back as far as you've kind of had.
Has this conversation been going on for a year, though? I don't know.
I think so.
It's crazy.
It's been going on for a long time. Well over 6 months.
You know? For sure.
But I'd say closer to 10 to 12 months, somewhere around there.
Froze my computer and broke Skype. Like, I had to restart Skype.
Yeah, Skype always kind of, like, stops when I first started up on my phone. Just because, like, I'm in so many group conversations and it's trying to load up all of them. And I'm like, stop it.
Mine can't keep up on the phone. I barely get on it anymore.
Does Skype destroy your connection, too, when you first connect?
Oh, yeah.
Because I can't connect. I can't load
on the PC?
Yeah.
Definitely not.
Oh, I was talking about on the phone. My bad. No, my PC's fine.
No, on the phone, it just completely
wrecks. Oh, yeah. On the phone? Oh, it wrecks everything I do. Like, my whole phone suffers. I have the dual core, too. Like, it hates Skype.
My phone, everything else works fine when I load up Skype. It's just Skype takes a long time to kind of load all the stuff. That's the only thing that slows down.
It's just for the first second while it's connecting, and it's fine.
Sleepy?
Always, man.
Always. Sounds like me. My girlfriend tells me that all the time. She goes, oh, you look tired. I'm like, yeah.
You look like shit.
I'm just like, yeah.
Somebody asked me at work the other day, like, I went to training with her, and she's now working at my branch, and she's like, so, can I ask you a question? I don't know how to word it without saying rude. Why did you kind of let yourself go? But I don't mean your weight. Just like your appearance.
But not your way. I mean, just in general. You just look like shit.
Well,
I like this girl. I hope you didn't become offended.
No, I didn't. I laughed.
Good.
I, we're all pretty close there, but I have hair down to my nose almost now.
Hair down to your... Oh, your...
Like, my hair is, like, long. Like, super long right now.
Because I have hair under my nose.
And I have a big... I'm growing out a handlebar mustache, which curls some days on its own.
That's neat.
And I have
self go.
And I barely shave. Like, all right. I shave like once a week.
So this is why these ladies are having a hard time looking at you.
Yes, dude. I don't care. Sarah loves it. I'm actually doing it to like annoy my mother at the wedding.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I'm going to cut it all off.
What, like the night before the wedding?
The day of the wedding, like the morning.
Ah, oh, okay.
So that you're all fresh and clean.
Exactly, but no one's going to know but you and the internet, so.
Don't tell Ryan's mom.
She's crazy anyway, don't talk to her. She'll beat your ass.
Yeah, she'll beat your ass and yell in Spanish at the same time. Oh, repressed memories.
Yeah, so that's my plan of action. But my hair's getting a little ridiculous, especially for as hot as it is here.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, definitely.
The desert's killing me.
Oh, come on.
Come on.
I knew it was coming. I just didn't know when. Yeah, how hot has it been getting there?
Pretty much in the hundreds, but it's completely dry. Like
I was going to say, it's probably a dry heat.
Yeah, it's like it gets like 98, but that's not too bad if there was moisture in the air, but there's no, there's nothing.
It was what, 102, 105 today, Terry?
Yes.
And that you,
you, I feel like you would know more than I would, since your room is usually the same temp.
Yep.
He's a weather magician.
That was rude.
I felt every degree today.
Every degree?
Yes.
Yes.
Every degree.
At the same time.
Simultaneously.
Like most people. Like most people.
Like how most people experience the temperature.
I thought you felt each one like at once at a time. Like, that's not too bad. That's really cold. That's really cold. That's really cold. Oh, that's nice. That's nice. That's
oh, now that's
too
good.
Hot. It's too hot. It's too hot. That's how I want to experience temperature for the rest of my life. Like somebody just turning, like just walk outside. It's like somebody turning on a faucet over my entire body as it slowly gets hotter. Ow, 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 ow.
That is just how your life is going to be.
I'm
going to
do it.
Wherever.
Fucking do it.
I'm going to fucking do it.
Yeah, it was different for me to go outside today. I don't go out often, you know. When I have to run errands, I do. But today, it was just like, yeah, it's definitely summer. Like, it's just one of those heats where you're walking around and you just constantly feel it on you. Like, the whole time, you're just like, it's hot. It's hot. Ow, I can't touch that. It's hot. Ow. Hot. Ow, it's still hot. And I just knew. I don't know. I'm attracted to sunburn, so I was just like, I gotta get out of the sun quick. So.
You are kind of a hermit, I suppose.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't have to drive to go to work, so I just get up and I'm like, all right, it's time to do stuff today.
Can I make a sidebar about something completely unrelated?
Do you want to speak about this in private?
No.
Oh.
What's with all these people that just joined Spotify? Now I got to hear about all their shit. I've been on Spotify for days, and now I got to be on Facebook and hear about all these people's shit they're listening to. I don't give a fuck.
Is it? Yeah.
I turned all of that shit off.
I do too. I don't show what
I join.
I need. It just happened though. Like fucking people on Spotify are all over my Facebook.
Oh my god! Have you guys heard about this Spotify thing?
Yeah, like it's like all of a sudden it just happened. I don't even have a login through my Facebook, which you can't do anymore.
Yeah.
Like I have a separate login that's linked to my Facebook.
Yeah.
Fucking.
How long has it been around? Like
a year.
A year now.
Maybe.
Yeah, I've been paying for it for. I think November will actually be my 1 year for it, or somewhere around there.
Yeah, it's not that old at all.
I just
well, for America, it's not, but it's been in Europe and over there for a while. And it just got over to Australia not too long ago, too, so all our Aussies buddies.
It's the bee's knees.
So Rai can listen to comedy with us now.
Well, some stuff is not, you can't listen to it by region.
Oh.
Yeah, and I think one of Aziz, no, it was, what's his face that we were trying to listen to?
Kevin Hart.
Yeah, Kevin Hart. You couldn't listen to Kevin Hart. But he could listen to Aziz when me, Brenny, and him did it that one time. That was fun. I like that. I enjoy listening to Comedy that way.
Comedy?
Is that what you call it?
Comedy.
Listen, I've been getting way more cultured these days, okay? I've been reading books.
It sounds like
about
you're saying,
Halo.
Have you been reading a lot of them Halo books?
Yeah, I've been reading a bit of it. It's hard for me. I really have to concentrate on it because I tried to read it when I went to jury duty, and man, with Deal or No Deal on, I just couldn't concentrate. And then there's Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah, that happens.
Wheel of Fortune. What is it?
So have you read Cryptum yet?
No, I'm still reading it. I'm chapter 3.
That sucks.
Yeah, and there's like what 40 fucking chapters.
Yeah, I have the sequel, and I haven't even finished it yet. It's just because I don't have time to fucking read anymore.
The third one's coming out.
I don't like reading it on my phone. I'll say that.
I don't get the Halo books on my phone. I get them in hardbound.
I was gonna do that. I was gonna make it like a point to go to like Barnes & Noble the day before and go pick up a you know, hardbound book, but I didn't, and I kind of regret it. But then again, like, it was really nice to be able to just, like, go to the Kindle app and be like, I want this book.
And yeah, that is nice. That's what I did with Game of Thrones, and I still haven't read it.
I just wish I had a Kindle to read it on.
Right.
Not so much my phone.
I don't like the Kindle. I really don't. I don't like it. It reminds me of this toy I had when I was a little kid that you, like, the paper went through, and it was supposed to look like a fake computer screen kind of thing. And that's what it looks like to me.
I don't know. A couple of ladies at my job have some, and I played around with it for a bit, and I think it's kind of neat.
I could go for the Fire, but that's just like having a tablet, and I don't want a fucking tablet.
The Fire is... It's a huge difference between a regular tablet and a reader. But it's just a reader with a color.
Yeah, and I don't... I don't get a tablet. I don't get the point of a tablet. I already have a computer. I have a netbook, and I have a cell phone. Like, why do I need to bridge the gap? Like,
that's
really?
That's what that Surface is for.
Yep. What's Surface?
It's Microsoft's new tablet they're coming out with. It's essentially a laptop tablet hybrid.
But I already have.
But it's a tablet that runs an actual OS.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It actually will run Windows 8. It'll run Windows 8.
Yeah.
Or the pro version will the non pro, I think, still has an APU in it or something, or it's some non traditional processor. Like, the pro version has an x86 processor, which means it can run an operating system.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Does it come with an operating system like Windows 8?
The pro version comes with Windows 8.
Yes.
Can I put Minecraft on?
Probably.
All right, I might get that.
Yeah, because the pro version, I think they said it's coming with 4 gigs of RAM. I think they said it's going to have an i5.
Oh, wow.
I want to say they said it was an i5 or an i3 or something like that. It was something that really impressed me. Like, honestly, I don't really care for the lower one. I know I'm going to be probably paying out the ass for the pro version of it, assuming that it is as good as they say it is. But I like it. I mean, I love the little thing, the cover that comes with it. It's a keyboard.
Somebody link me something, please.
Why don't you Google it?
Because my keyboard's all the way over there.
Microsoft Surface. Boop, boop, boop. There you go.
Now let's take a gander.
It's pretty. I don't really like this baby blue shit that they got going on.
Ooh, I bet you can get it in different colors.
You can, Ryan.
Just you, like can't?
You can.
You can.
You can. You can. Can't? Yes, it's. You can. Can't. Oh, there's a hard version of the keyboard too. It looks like. It's not just that soft plushy stuff, but there's tactile one.
I wonder if it's a blue. Is it actually a front cover, or is it like a Bluetooth type shit?
Like, it is a cover.
Can you take it off though?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, so it actually comes with its own keyboard.
Does it come? Yeah. So it comes with it.
Yeah.
Where's the price?
Oh, it's not out yet. Yeah. So, it's not even really close to being out yet, I guess. But it has USB. It takes fucking SD cards.
How much you think? $700?
I'm thinking about $500 or $600 for the pro version.
Buy that shit?
Oh, okay.
I think for the non-pro, it'll probably be closer to maybe $300, because Microsoft has always been a very competitive.
That's true.
About towards prices, like iPads. Apple has always been more on the expensive side, and iPads are going for about $600 for the top end one, you know. So I assume their top end one is going to be compete with that. And if it doesn't, it's just because there's a lot more going on in this service than the iPad is right now. Like, the iPad 3 is good, you know, it's not bad. My mom has an iPad 2. I play around with that every now and then. It's a tablet, you know.
Yeah, I heard the iPad 3 is going to be a graphic powerhouse, though.
Yeah, but it's still gonna be Apple. What can you do?
Like, yeah, that's true.
You all you can play is their apps. Like, that's why I don't want a tablet. But if it's a tablet that I could actually like use as a computer that I could take places and shit.
Well, yeah, that's what's so appealing about this, and there's so many expansion options as well. It has a built-in thing that you can. It has like a stand for it. That's awesome.
Yeah, I love a touchscreen. I did not. I bought my last one was not one, even though touchscreen was still pretty, or it was big. I didn't want one. But I don't like how big the touchscreen is for the keyboard. Like, I don't like
touchscreens.
Touchscreens.
One of these Yeah, the thing that I've noticed right off the bat with the keyboard that comes with the Surface is that it's laid out like a traditional one. Granted, it's still sort of laptop-y, but they have a nice mixture between having the long shift, long control, long backspace, long enter, stuff like that. That's big, you know. I wish they got rid of the arrow keys, but whatever, they're there. But that's the thing that I realized. Huh?
Sorry, then I can play like a game. Like,
who uses the arrow keys?
That's true.
See? They use WASD, you know?
I could get if it has a USB port, though, I could get a portable number pad.
It does have a USB port. I think it has USB 3 on the Pro version.
But from what I can see, I only see one.
What do you mean, like, you only see
dude,
one?
It's a tablet. You need more than one?
Well, yeah, I do. If you look at the gallery, it shows like different angles of it. And on the side there, it shows, I guess, the...
Only one USB port. I get what you mean.
Looks like there's an HDMI port, too. Or is that just a regular charger port, you think? Oh, it looks like a mini USB, actually. Maybe that's where you charge it.
Yeah. There's the speaker there. And I don't know what that thing in the bottom is with those five pins.
I bet that's a light.
There's a micro SD port, USB 2.0 on the regular one, 3.0 on the Pro.
Okay.
That's actually a mini display port.
So you can plug it into
That is big. That is nice.
Yeah.
Like display port can be you can get an adapter for anything. You can get one display port that goes to a DVI, HDMI, VGA. You can get it to go to anything. That's what you use on high-end graphics cards.
But
you have like a third option. It's a display port.
It's going to be tight because
cables are pretty expensive, though.
They're more expensive. You go to Monoprice, you pay fucking $2.
Dude, that's the thing, though. It'll be something
expensive on Monoprice. I tried looking into one.
Well, if you're looking at multi like squids, yeah, you're going to pay out the butt. But if you're looking for just a converter, that's nothing.
Let's see.
Yeah, dude, like that's cool because Microsoft does shit like that. Like they're not going to make you buy like some special shit that you can only get from them. Like, even if it's expensive, you can at least shop around for it. You just don't have to go to Apple and be like, sorry, you have to pay $500 for a new fucking charger or whatever. Fuck they want to pay because you can't get it anywhere else.
Yeah, I'm not sure if they are going to have any proprietary stuff or not because from the looks of it, they're not saying it. And nothing here that I'm reading is proprietary. Like, mini USB or USB, you know. DisplayPort, even though it is a little bit more of a rare thing for people to already have around, it's not like it's not available.
Are you sure
everywhere.
It's a DisplayPort?
Yeah, I'm reading it right here.
Because
so
at the bottom,
port.
It's got the same pin thing that hooks up to the keyboard.
I'm reading the spec sheet right.
Okay, all right, I'm with you. Jesus Christ, calm down. Protect what matters.
Apparently, it comes with a pen and a palm block too.
Dude, it comes with a built-in like cover. Like you have to pay up the ass for a cover for your iPad. Dude, I'm buying this shit. I don't give a fuck. Sarah can cry about it. I'm going to buy this shit.
Thing is, too, is that the Pro version, you can actually get it in a 128 gig version. 128 gigs just, you know, getting around with you. That's going to be expensive, but, you know.
Dude, I'll take this shit to work every day. Be like, what you doing? I'm on my computer tablet. What's up? What are you doing? Oh, you sucking that dick? I don't give a fuck. Get out of my face.
Your dick again today.
So he's sucking your dick. You gay? That's what I'll say. You'd be sucking that dick like me.
Well, listen, that's great. I have whatever, you know, you do you. I'll be on my Surface, so.
I want to front Steam, though.
Ooh, that'd be tight,
yep,
dude.
Actually, it's right here. The RT, they're calling it the Windows RT, the lower version, and then there's the Windows Pro.
Fuck the RT.
The RT comes with the NVIDIA Tegra 3 processor, so... And so the operating system on that will be Windows 8, but it'll be like a tablet-only version.
It'll probably be like the one I have on my netbook for 7. It's like I can't even change the fucking background.
Yeah, it'll be kind of like that, but it'll be way more tablet-friendly.
Friendly.
The Pro version, yeah, friendly. It's this new term that they're, I don't know, it's stupid, right?
The Pro's thicker by...
It's progress, dude.
The Pro's thicker by 4 millimeters.
0.5. Oh, no, that's weight. Hold on. Yeah, you're probably size 0.53 inches thick versus 0.37 inches thick.
What are you reading that? 0.37. What are you talking about?
He's looking at the right spec sheet.
Yeah,
I am too. It's
no,
it's,
you're looking at the spec sheet on their site. I'm looking at a different one.
But
the Pro version comes with Windows 8 Pro, so that'll be a full thing and a Intel Core i5. I was right about the i5.
Yeah, dude, I'm gonna suck this dick hard right here. From this
an i5 is freaking quad too. So Well, right. Actually, there's different mobile versions of the i5. It could be a dual core. I hope it's a quad.
Dude, they have to come all out. If they're getting into the tablet game late, like I bet they're going to come out swinging hard.
I hope. I mean, I've been hyped before, and it's awful, you know. So I'm hoping that it delivers, you know.
It's a big screen, dude.
10.6 inches.
That's a whole inch bigger than the iPad, and probably flipped better.
But the thing is, we have no idea what the screen is on it. Like this, if the screen's low res, who gives a fuck if it's 10?
Dude,
10.
It's not
going to
be low res.
You never know though, because the Retina screen on the iPad 3 is pretty good, and I hope that they bring in something like an OLED screen or something like
look
that.
Look at this
on shit.
There.
Ports. All they say is a 10.6 inch, 16:9 widescreen HD with clear type HD display.
Fucking, you throw the word HD around all day, you fucking one. I don't give a shit, all right? It all comes down to how many pixels are on that fucking screen.
It's fine. Dude, yeah. That thing weighs 2 pounds. Like, the Pro.
Yeah. Well, the iPad 3's a pound and a half, you know? It's like an extra 0.5 pounds for something, whatever.
Freaking USB 3. God, dude, look at all that.
Maybe about it.
I love it. Ports, 10-pin. And then we got the fucking standard. We got micro SD, USB, like micro HD video. Mm-hmm. And then the Pro's got a bunch of more shit. Like, fuck the iPad, dude.
See, the thing that I don't know what they're talking about with the RT, it's like what you just said, the micro HD video. I don't know what that cable would even be.
I think it's.
Is it mini HDMI?
I wonder if that's the same one I got like on my phone, the little one that I can plug into an HDMI.
I have no idea.
Play video straight to it? That'd be bitching.
Yeah. But why would I don't know.
You wouldn't need to buy another. I wouldn't need to buy anything else, dude. I'd just grab what I already got and be like, boop.
Yeah. Which is nice, but.
I'm stoked.
Someone's passing gas over there.
Stoked. I want to know how much
it's
it costs.
Me.
Dang, girl, chill out, man.
But, yeah, I'm excited for it.
Me too. I'm really excited you showed me this shit. Mm-hmm. I got to build a new computer before I put any money towards this shit, though. I'll tell you what. Penny, stop barking. Sorry.
Like, said anything or done anything.
She's barking. Can I hear her?
No.
She's barking in the house. That's the worst kind of behavior.
I didn't hear anything.
She barked like right next to the mic. I'm really surprised. You guys hear my damn crickets. Can't hear my fucking dog barking. Mm-hmm. Penelope, come here.
I heard that. Little bark. Just boop. That's what my dog sound like. Boop, boop, boop.
Not Max. When Max starts barking, I'll start worrying. Penelope, come here. Damn it. Anyway.
Damn it. Piece of shit.
So, yeah.
How long have we been going?
I don't know. A while. I think we started like 9.
2 days.
God. Let's see what time.
I'd say we're coming up on an hour.
Coming up on an hour?
Around there, yeah.
Because now Ryan mentioned beforehand to play some Battle Duty after this, and I would like that. Not Gunmaster. I don't want to play Battle Duty. I want to play Battlefield.
All right, we got to play some Gunmaster.
Why do we have to play some Gunmaster?
I enjoy it. So does Alex.
With as much as we bitch about it as we're playing, though, it's hard, for sure. It's hard to believe that we actually like playing it. Dude. I like playing maybe one or two rounds. That's about it.
Well,
that's all I got in me.
We'll play one time through it.
Through all four maps?
Through all four maps, and that's it.
Okay. Okay.
I thought it was only three.
That's because you're dumb.
No, I would believe Terry over me.
Oh, he's the idiot.
It's probably only three.
It's four. It's the hotel, the business place. The palace.
I know there are four maps, but I'm saying I'm pretty sure it only cycles through three of them.
I'm pretty sure we play all four. And then we play all four on both. I promise you. I swear to you.
Swear to you.
Oh, man, as long as you're swearing.
I will stake Alex's life on it.
Thank you, Ryan.
That's a good bet.
You're welcome. That's how much confidence I have.
I could see the server options from, you know, the site.
Yeah. I wish I could change stuff like that through the site.
I wish we could kick people to get into the fucking game from the site. I feel bad. I just want everyone to know out there, it's nothing personal if you get kicked when you see one of us get on. We're just trying to play games.
On our own goddamn server.
Yeah. Dude, I feel bad because, like, I'll get in. Like, I'll be like, all right, I'll get in and take care of this. And I'll get in and just start kicking people. Like, what am I supposed to do?
I don't mind waiting. I said every time I try to get on.
For Gunmaster on the other server, there's always people in queue and stuff like that, but then when I go to, like, I hit join, I only have to wait, like, maybe a minute, and then it gets thrown in. I'm like, oh.
So no one even plays on that server until we start playing, either.
That's true.
The other day, they were.
Yeah, yesterday, like, the morning, I got on, both servers were full.
Yeah. That's how it was the other day for me, too, when I popped on the one server. Close quarter server was full, and then our other one had, like, two open spots. And I didn't recognize any of the names in either one of them.
Damn. God damn it, dude. I want this tablet. Fuck.
There's more things to be excited about this year than just that. Because that's probably not going to come out until probably next year.
Hope God, don't wait that long.
I hope they do, because I got a lot of stuff to pay for.
That's true. I got to buy a new computer. I got to buy a new Xbox. According to the news, Halo 4, you're going to need a bigger hard drive, and I only have that fucking 40 gig. What am I going
to
do?
Terry was telling me about that. I don't understand why they're saying you need 10 gigs to play multiplayer.
It's going to because of freaking Spartan Ops, dude. They're going to send out a whole new episode with quality videos It's Halo Wars. Every episode will be at least the Halo Wars quality of video. And,
I never played Halo Wars.
And four new missions. And they're calling it the first season. So who knows? Like, it's like 13 weeks or something like that of extra gameplay. That's already going to be on there, and it'll just, like, become available or some shit. Is how I understand it.
It'll be interesting how that comes out.
I'm stoked about it.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really big commitment to make. Like,
it is, but then again, you know. 343.
Yeah, dude. It's
they
be...
like to they like to give us content.
343.
I'm excited as shit for this Spartan Ops stuff. Like too, that looks awesome.
I'm just excited in general.
Yeah, dude. I'm gonna. I already took that day off.
I like Halo.
You sure do, champ.
Yeah,
I sure do. I'm gonna.
I have Call of Duty Elite, I get Halo 4 for free, right?
Of course.
Yeah, that's how that works.
Obviously. Okay, I was really worried.
I mean, why wouldn't you? You got to pay a bunch of money every month. I mean, you should.
What are you stupid?
I have Call of Duty Elite.
Yeah, he's not stupid. Okay, and he has Call of Duty Elite.
Yeah.
Nah, that's one part towards how smart he is.
That's what I'm trying to say previously.
That's what we're both saying.
It's not what
we're
you
both saying that part. I'm super smart right now.
That's what I'm trying to say. Like, that he's super smart, right? Meow.
Yeah.
Right, meow.
Yes. But then again.
Alright, should we call it a night? Or a day? A morning?
Afternoon?
Tuesday? Monday? Friday?
Afternoon and a night.
Tuesday, Monday, Friday. Call podcast. Every
right. you guys wait right here. I'll be right back. You guys wait right here. I'll be right back.
Yeah, I'm just wondering where that came from.
I just
that came
said
from
it.
Ryan.
I know.
It came from me.
But I mean, where is this coming from?
I thought we were gonna end it.
Oh no.
So I was telling them to wait right here, and I'll be right back.
Oh.
You know, like, I must ask you a question. Never mind, I'll shave it for later.
This is like being in high school all over again. Because you had a bunch of stupid sayings. Like, what was that one where he said it was something about hearing, but you were talking about your eyesight. Or the vice versa.
With the what?
You have ruined the joke already.
They can smell fear just by looking at you?
No, well, no, but that is one. It was.
I stole that one from Atlantis.
Feel free to vamp while I'm trying to think.
Shut your mouth when you're talking to me. No.
That was it. No,
don't look at me in that tone of voice.
That's it, right there. Don't look at me in that tone of voice. Anytime anybody said anything.
That was some good times.
Yep.
Oh, man.
They weren't that good.
They were good. Hey, Terry, remember that time we did school with the Taco Bell without the light?
Yeah.
How many times have you brought that up on the podcast? I think you brought that up every single time you've been on the podcast.
No. Well, somebody go find out, but I won't stop. It was the best.
By the way, Ryan, I've been bringing on random T-Mongoose people to do Server Saturday with me. And people want to see you.
It's your turn. I've been talking about that to myself for days. I should do it with Dwight, and then I'm just like, nah, I won't.
No, you're not very good on camera.
I'm a terrible on camera. I'm not funny.
Nah, you are.
She's just decided you to just talk shit on yourself the whole time.
Friday night or something like that. If you have time, let's do it.
All right, sounds good. I'll be around Friday night. I'm not doing shit. I'm broke.
Okay.
Beat my Thai food, and that's it.
Thai food? Oh, Thai food Fridays?
Thai food Fridays, every Friday. Be there.
I remember. Be there, but not really, because that'd be weird.
It's my house. Don't come to my house.
Yeah, don't come to my house. The address is...
It's a car screech.
Hey Dwight, or hey Alex. Hey Alex, yeah. what's the Hamachi server? Oh, it's.
Fucking nailed it that day, Alex.
You guys are never gonna let me forget that.
It's killing Ryan.
It's killing Ryan. Stop it, Alex! You're killing Alex.
That's your last words to me, Alex? Dick?
Ryan, don't die, dick.
Oh, it's too late now. Dick. Fuck me, dude.
We need to, did you... we need to play that, someone brought to my attention, your name is escaping me right now, but I'll have it pretty soon. A guy named Brad sent me a message about this new PvP survival server type dealy for Minecraft that we should definitely do. And it's basically a small map, and it gets divided. It has four sections to it. There's a wall that separates it into four sections, a really, really tall sand wall. And then you get 15 minutes of preparation of, you know, doing stuff, mining, building weapons, stuff like that. And then after 15 minutes, the timer goes off and it drops the sand and drops the walls, and then you have to battle it out against the other three people you're up against or
fuck this podcast. More. Let's do it right now.
And I think it looks awesome. I think that we could get some funnies out of it. I even brought up the thing is like, well, we could even do like a two people per section, you know? And have eight people up on that map, you know, two people working together as a team trying to kill everybody else, you know.
I call Terry.
Then I brought the fact, the suggestion that we could even do this with fans. We all pick someone to do it with, and then we take that fan.
No,
and we do
no,
this
no. Let's just, fight our fans. Mongoose versus fans.
Mongoose. Well, we'd versus have fans. To get a good team of fans.
Well, it doesn't even really need
fun.
To be
that. We just
that,
get, a,
you know?
Get a thing on
well,
the forum.
See, yeah,
and a sign-up sheet on the
we
forum.
We could even do it with whatever the max number of players is, too. Probably like four to each side.
Not the max. God.
Yeah, no, because if the more people, the more lag it is.
Imagine how
be
laggy
that
that'll be when that wall falls down.
Yeah. So, you know, I think having it maybe two, if maybe three at most per section is would be good.
That's
but
true.
The thing
be good
is, like,
you have somebody farming, somebody crafting, and somebody building.
Right, so there's a bunch of different.
I meant
you know,
mining, not farming.
Right, and
you're gonna make
I think
a
it'd
farm
be interesting.
In the middle of a battlefield.
Hey y'all,
the melons are growing.
Burn their crops.
Hey, everybody, calm down. The wheat is done.
Kill the livestock.
Who wants to
fight?
Bread?
Stay off of my wheat farm.
Right, whoa, not cool.
Okay, a suggestion if we do this. Mm-hmm. The teams have to be in completely separate Skype calls.
Well, see, that was the thing I was trying to bring up, too, is that, like, it'd be hard to do this as one cohesive video because we can't talk to our teammates without alerting the other people because we'd be in, you know, the same Skype call. So I was thinking that we could all record our own views, but the only people that are really equipped to view to record ourselves is me and Terry, basically. Because Alex, you, I don't even think you fucking even tried.
I can
and Ryan, you can't do it.
I can record.
Minecraft? I can record Minecraft?
Hmm.
I just can't. Yeah. I can't host a server and record. That was my problem. Remember?
No, I don't remember.
Yeah.
But
that's how, that's, well, I'm going to be filming for my little side project.
Right. Well, maybe we'll do some. We'll do some tests or something for you two to see about that because you're going to have to render like a 30-minute video.
That's fine. I got the internet power. That's not a problem. I just need to. Maybe like I don't know. We'll find out. Yeah, we'll have to test that shit out. That'd be cool though. And we could do like a split screen.
Yeah, we can do that. I wish there was a way for us to transfer files because then you guys can just give it all to me and then I can switch between them, you know, as we're going.
We could always do some in-depth shit and mail each other fucking USB cards.
USB cards? You mean flash drives?
That's what I've been saying previously. Fuck you, Dwight.
See, the thing, though, in that trailer... It kind of like makes me a little scared. People were building like cannons and shit.
Yeah,
and that never occurred to us ever.
Oh no, it's occurred to me. I've made some before.
Yeah, but then again, you breathe Minecraft.
Dumb though, because it's like you can only shoot them in the same place over.
Yeah, like the one kill that they got with that was completely staged, and it probably would never happen. The only time that you would ever use a cannon like that is if you want to like. Bust down someone's walls from a distance because you know a building's not going to move.
Or build a giant castle and have the cannon pointing straight down at the front door.
At that point, you would just drop TNT down. You know,
that's what I mean. By
build
a
like a choke point when they come into your section. Build a choke point and have the cannon aim there.
Terry, yeah. Are you taking notes about their strategies for our?
Hey, who said I was teaming up with Alex?
I call Terry. That's all I know. I don't care who you team up with.
Well, we can't do teams right now. We only got four people.
Shotgun.
For what? For shotgun for what?
No, all the fans heard it. This ain't no fucking Wario bullshit. I call Terry.
Are we driving somewhere?
Shotgun.
That doesn't...
We're driving to war, or Dwight. We're driving to war.
The context, it just doesn't make any...
Terry, can you back me up with the shotgun here?
Hey, we all heard it. So.
Thank you.
Listen, I'm just saying I heard it. Okay?
I didn't hear it. He cut out, so.
I'll fucking kill you, Alex.
He said it. We've got enough witnesses here.
I'll just bleep it out, and then no one heard it.
I was just.
I call beep.
Who'd he call? Who'd he call?
Who is he calling? What is it? Is he calling someone a bad name?
He wanted to be alone.
Oh, okay. Right, Ryan doesn't want a team.
I'll survive.
But, okay, well, yeah, let's just, we'll end the podcast. I'll see about maybe getting this set up on something else, and then, we'll see how that works out, because I'm curious about it.
I'm very
curious. You can even say I'm bi-curious about it. I'm so curious.
But do you want to call it that?
Yeah, I'm doubly curious. Twice the curious. It's bi-curious, right?
Bi-curious would be half-curious.
No,
I don't think that's right.
Just halfway.
Both.
Yeah, both. Curious. Double curious. Too nice. Curious.
Too curious
in two different ways.
Just because it's half of the month does not make it half. It's actually talking about 2 weeks.
It could be anything. My imagination knows no bounds,
fuck
okay?
Your imagination, okay?
No.
Right in its fucking imaginary asshole.
But it doesn't
Terry,
have one.
Terry, let's make tonight a very tight butthole.
It's going to be so tight butthole.
I guess I've missed this saying. I wasn't there for that
one. You are being the loosest butthole. I'm not actually saying she has a loose butthole. I'm just
saying she is being loose butthole.
What are you even talking about?
You need to watch Workaholics.
Okay.
God, they're obsessed with buttholes.
I get you.
This shirt, very tight butthole.
You are being a very loose butthole. Mom, you said buttholes. You're a grown man.
Is that our new thing now? Right up there with sucking dick?
That make this make sense.
If anything, it's below sucking dick. I mean,
yeah, definitely below.
Hey, sucking dick is butthole tight.
What the hell? This isn't beer. I know it's whiskey, but I watered it down. Oh, okay, with beer.
Okay, we're losing it, so let's just end it. Thanks, everybody, for listening to this week's podcast. We'll see you next week for episode 62, assuming we're not just completely blasted off our asses.
And just remember to make this Friday a tight butthole.
You make today your tight butthole.
Just make today a really tight butthole, guys.
And then you're going to have a great butthole weekend.
Oh, you got to have a bad time.
Or you're gonna make it a tight butthole, or you're going to have a bad time.
All right, goodbye, guys.
Okay, bye, everyone.
Bye.